This is an interview with Judge Lynn B. Griffith, Sr. for the Youngstown State University Oral History Department. Today's interview is located in Warren, Ohio on April 23, 1977 at 9:30 a.m. The topic discussed will be on the history of the Democratic Party of Trimble County. The first thing I'd like to ask you, Judge, is I'd like you to give a description of your political background and relate what or whom or who has motivated you to proceed in the field of politics. I'd like you to give a description of your political background to start at the beginning.
My first political background was perhaps when I was a freshman at Oberlin College. In my college days, I was quite active in the politics of my school and of my class. Those are the days when William Jennings Bryan was the leader of our party nationally. And Judson Harmon was the leader of our party statewide. And I was an ardent, sincere supporter of Bryan from the first of my political days. And didn't hesitate to advance his interests as best, much as I could in my college and in my community. My grandfather was a strong Democrat, and I followed in his steps, my dad taking a little interest in politics. My father was a farmer with a family of nine children, and he didn't have time to waste on politics. But my grandfather was an active Democrat residing in North Bloomfield, Ohio.
Who is it?
Cyrus B. Snyder. And he was in the minority party in his community and in his county. But notwithstanding that, he always asserted his loyalty to the party, and was a loyal Democrat right up to the end of his days on earth. Now, what was the
Now, I'd like you to proceed from your beginning of your political career in Trumbull County.
In Trumbull County?
And then up to today.
My political career in Trumbull County perhaps commenced at the time of my admission to the bar in 1914. And I was elected chairman of the Democratic Party that year in Trumbull County. And we had a vigorous and active organization created with my help and with the help of other loyal believers in my party. I was chairman of the Trumbull County Democratic Committee for a number of years, and we had banquets, and we had picnics and gatherings in an active manner down through those years. We had such leaders at that time as our late and beloved Phoebe T. Sutcliffe, Edward Hauser. And his sister, Miss Elizabeth Hauser, who, by the way, was the secretary to Tom L. Johnson in Cleveland, and who wrote a book on the life of Tom L. Johnson, and other active leaders. And during those years, when I was active in the party and in the heading up of the party in Trumbull County, we had many banquets and had in attendance such speakers as Champ Clark of Missouri, who was then in Congress, who gave us a fine talk at the Central Christian Church. We had Judson Harmon as a speaker, who was then governor of Ohio. We had Atlee Pomerene, who was a United States Senator from Ohio for years. And other notables that, I should say we had the mayor of Pittsburgh, Mayor Lawrence, and others of that caliber that came and addressed us at our banquet. The attendance at those banquets and those gatherings kept increasing as years came along. And so that by the uh, 1920s, we had a strong, cohesive organization of Democrats in Trumbull County, a membership of perhaps 100 active Democrats, which heretofore had been non-existent. They had neglected organizing. And those organizations, led by such leaders in those days as lawyer William B. Kilpatrick, who was state representative for years, who was a representative of the Constitutional Convention in 1912, the State Constitutional Convention, and we had following the election of Mr. Kilpatrick as mayor, which occurred at four different terms and times, we had quite a series of successes in the Democratic organization. Following Mr. Kilpatrick's mayor, successful and very efficient administration, we had a mayor, Wally Lynn, and we had our county surveyor, Dittmer. What's his first name?
Harry
Dittmer, as a county surveyor. And we had county commissioners elected on our ticket. And from that time on, we had a cohesive organization that was successful in many instances. I think I covered that.
Could you possibly give a summary of your years as an attorney in service?
as an attorney in my service, dating back to 1914, down to the present time, I have been an active member of the Democratic Party, county, state, and national. I have been attended many conventions, including the National Convention in 1932, when we were successful in nominating Franklin D. Roosevelt for president. And I attended and was elected to the National Committee, and was a pledged delegate to the National Convention in 1932, and attended and voted at that all of the proceedings of that convention in Chicago, wherein I was pledged to the support and election of Newton D. Baker for our president. But the steamroller of Jim Farley flattened me and others of my following out, and Roosevelt was elected by a big vote. And of course, Roosevelt, Franklin D. Roosevelt, dominated the Democratic Party from that time, 1932, right down to the time of his death in 1945.
Over your years of service from 1914 till now, do you think the judicial system in Trumbull County has been a fairly well-run organization and a good system of justice that, and exists a good system of justice for the people of this community?
Since my coming to the bar in 1914, a member of the Trumbull County Bar Association, down to the very present morning, I have been a member of that organization. I've been president of it. I've been active in its support. And I feel that at the time I commenced practicing law in Warren, Trumbull County, 1914, that the caliber of the lawyers that were members of the bar has been upheld. The noticeable fact is that when I came, the bar was much older than I was, a youngster, in 1914. And so many of the members of the bar were older and, of course, much superior in capabilities than I was as a member of the bar. But I must say that the older members of the bar had outstanding leadership. And among that leadership was an outstanding giant in the legal profession, not only of Trumbull County, but of the adjoining counties, in the person of our late and beloved Judge T.I. Gilmer. Judge Gilmer was elected and re-elected and beloved by all. He was a kindly, wonderful, outstanding jurist of the purest quality and noble leadership. He was a Republican, and the Democrats never saw fit to oppose Judge T.I. Gilmer. for election because of his lovely, his outstanding leadership and capabilities. And he served for a long period of time. I think the quality of the lawyers at that time was just as high as the quality of the lawyers at this present time. We have at the present time many young lawyers, all of them much younger than the rank and file of the members of the bar in 1915s and 20s. But I think the quality of the bar has been well upheld by the present membership. Does that answer?
Could you give an analysis of your main political philosophies and creeds?
Well, my philosophy, political philosophy, has always been the philosophy of leaders of William Jennings Bryan branch of the Democratic Party. We must remember that Judson Harmon was not a Bryan supporter. He was not a Bryan type. He was a conservative and you might say an orthodox Democrat, whereas Bryan was of the younger and more aggressive belief that the people should rule and not the organized party organization. Harmon was a able governor of Ohio and would have been a good president had he ever been nominated. But he was orthodox. He was believed in party organization more than a type of Bryan. I was inclined to lean toward Bryan's philosophy. He believed in, of course, the 16-to-1 theory of money at the time. He was representing the silver interests, which had been neglected, and the gold interests that had been in the saddle for years and years. I just thought that the Silverites were to my liking.
When do you think the Trumbull County Democratic Party was at its peak of existence? And can you recall some of the individuals and events that made this high point possible?
I think the peak of the party in Trumbull County was perhaps reached at or about the time that William B. Kilpatrick was reelected for his fourth term as mayor of the city of Warren.
What year is it?
Well, I think that would be about 1920, approximately. And it was more united and more representative of the entire democracy of the county. The rural sections were highly in the saddle. And since 1920s, it has gradually lost control of the rural Democrats and gotten into the control of the municipal and city type of Democrats. And I think that the party is perhaps, while it has now reached a high high peak, it is a time that was outstanding in the history of our party, would be in the early 20s.
Having accounted for the high points of the Democratic Party, could you speculate upon its lowest ebb?
Yes, I think the party's lowest depths has been in the past 8 or 9 years. And it's been brought to its lower depths by the weak administration. Some of the leaders, or so-called leaders of the party, that were in the county commissioner's office. To my mind, failed to do their sworn duty. And reached a low estimate in the feelings and in the judgment of the voters of the county.
During the 30s and 40s, the main political issues were that were concerned were Democratic Party's use of political bosses in a politically boss-run organization. Would you consider this true, or how would you elaborate on that?
Well, in the teens and 20s and 30s, we didn't have bosses. We had outstanding leaders like Ed Hauser, W.P. Kilpatrick, and Mr. Dittmer, our county surveyor, and others, many others. Miss Phoebe Sutter was a tremendous influence in the betterment of our party. She was active in using her influence. And now we have leaders that are more inclined to be bosses than they were in the teens and 20s and 30s.
Speaking on the internal structure of the party itself, what is the significance of the precinct committeeman and the executive committee in Trumbull County? What is the significance of the precinct committee and the executive committee?
Well, they are voices of the party in their home precincts and representing their precincts in the body politic of the county. The whole county has I don't know how many committeemen, but I would say in the neighborhood of 80, 75 or 80. And the committeemen, it's their duty to sense the feeling of the community in which they reside on matters of interest to the whole party. For instance, bond issues and other vital countywide interests, that each committeeman voices his or his district in the party. The committeeman, of course, is an important official in the machinery of the party. And one of his duties to see that the information is circulated for that pushes and advertises the advantages of the success of the party candidates.
Who decides if a person must run for an office? Who decides if
the person himself?
The person himself?
Mm.
Interesting. If you were again ordained the head of the Democratic Party of Trumbull County, what type of platform would you run and what changes would you like to see come about?
Well, that's an interesting question. Changes that I would like to see brought about might pertain to the could you state that question?
If you were ordained head of the Democratic Party of Trumbull County, what type of platform would you run, and what changes would you like to see come about?
I would be inclined to loyally endorse and work for the platform that our present president is now championing. He is free from the influence, a Washington influence, of the Washington gang. By that I mean both Republicans and Democrats. And he has brought fresh influence and freshness of thought, freshness of philosophy to the National Democratic Party, and we needed it. There was too many Democrats that were willing to go along and not challenge the crookedness and the dishonesty of the Nixon administration. And we have in our Washington White House today one who dares to stand for more good morals and good honest conduct and say so openly and defiantly.
What future do you see for the Trumbull County Democratic Party and the National Democratic Party as a whole?
I foresee for the Democratic Party as a whole a glowing success. I think America is, by the last national election, November 1976, the last election expressed the feeling of America in that they want to get rid of a lot of political hacks in Washington that have been there for years, and they've thrown them out. We had a Democrat thrown out of the office during the year past year that deserved just what he got, because he had been crooked from the time he was elected Congress right down to the time he was thrown out. That's Wayne Hayes. And so I see the party ridding itself of that type of false and despicable conduct.
I've completed all my questions up to this point. Speaking about Carter, why does Carter have good press?
He has good press because he is forthright in his statements. He doesn't hedge, he doesn't deceive. As Senator Goldwater said of Nixon, he doesn't lie. Senator Goldwater recently said that Nixon lied many instances, and you haven't caught suspicion that Carter is falsifying or holding anything up his sleeve. But he's forthright, I think. I'm glad to see him break up the Washington gang.
During the early 70s, the administration in the White House was really not, it has to be decreed, not up to par. And what do you see the Watergate years? Do you think it's going to pass over, or do you think it's going to go down history as a mark? Or
I think it can't be passed over. It's a blemish on the history of America, and a disgrace, an outrageous disgrace that will last during your time and your children and your grandchildren's time. We've had colossal disgraces before, but nothing equal to the Watergate, where the President of the United States advanced and condoned and upheld the criminal conduct